But when we start talking about things that look like evidence, they want to act like they blind. They don't know what this is. These are our national secrets. Looks like in the shitter to me. This looks like more evidence of our national secrets, say on a stage at Mar-a-Lago. When we're talking about somebody that's committed high crimes, it's at least indictments. Let's say 32 counts related to unauthorized retention of national security secrets, 7 counts related to obstructing the investigation, 3 false statements, 1 count of conspiracy to defraud the United States, falsifying business records, conspiracy to defraud the United States, 2 counts related to efforts to obstruct the vote certification proceedings, 1 count of conspiracy to violate civil rights, 23 counts related to forgery or false document statements, 8 counts related to soliciting, and I could go on because he's got 91 counts pending right now. But I will tell you what the president has been guilty of. He has unfortunately been guilty of loving his child unconditionally, and that is the only evidence that they have brought forward. And honestly, I hope and pray that my parents love me half as much as he loves his child. Until they find some evidence, we need to get back to the people's work, which means keeping this government open so that people don't go hungry in the streets of the United States. And I will yield.
Pick a window. This is the Defenestrate Media Network.
The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful sweary.
Welcome to the Ponderosa, my friends, for an evening of songs and stories about the American West.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-face, dickhead, asshole!
You're listening to the world's most incredible, the world's giantest, bestest, the world's greatest political podcast. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. You're listening to The Left Show. I did a little thing. Joining me this week, Taylor.
Hello.
JC.
Hello.
Probably the dogs again.
Yes.
He's staring at me like he's like, yeah, I'm going to be making some noise here pretty quick.
Yep.
Don't.
No, he's all resting
just
up
don't.
For
don't.
That's what's going on. He will. There's nothing we can do about it.
Oh.
It has been a nutty week for news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the news this week throughout the show is heavy. Even Patreon's not as silly as it usually is.
Mm-hmm.
Though there is some silliness throughout the show. Make no mistake. So I don't, I'm about to tread into some pretty dangerous water right now. And I'd like to sum up my feelings on our first article as follows. And I borrowed this from TikTok. And that is basically Jewish people are good people. And the government of Israel is a bad government.
Mm-hmm.
And the Palestinian people are good people. And Hamas is a terrorist organization pretending to be, you know, a political party.
Exactly.
And they're bad.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. what happened is a nearly unfathomable atrocity against the human race in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the people of Israel in specific. And I truly believe that you can hold in your heart the two separate positions of what happened was an atrocity. It was unforgivable. It was inhumane. It was sickening. And on the other hand, I cannot want civilians, you know, in the Gaza Strip to get blown up. I can hold both of these. I can hold both of these beliefs comfortably because I do somewhat believe in the basic value of people.
Mm-hmm.
And we all share, you know, basically just the base ability to empathize, to feel for suffering, no matter who is suffering and under what circumstances. And so I know that there are people in the world, especially in American politics, that are like one way or the other, black and white, pick and choose, grab a side. And the truth is that I would like for Hamas to go away forever. I really would.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like a Palestinian state so that they are no longer subject to the whim and the whimsy of what is basically a wildly authoritarian government, a right-wing authoritarian government that controls when they get clean water, which is almost never, when they get electricity, which is not very often, which is when they get food and medicine, which is not very often. You know, they got walled in. It's the largest open air prison in the world.
Yeah, Gaza Strip is a problem. I mean, the left, this is the left bank, the West Bank. The West Bank is another problem, but it's funny because I think about Hamas. They are, when I think about Palestine in and of itself, that is the PLO got recognized as its own nation. They were a terrorist organization, plain and simple, you know, and they got named by the UN as a terrorist, as a nation rather than as a terrorist organization. So that was an issue that I had, but. Yeah, I disagree wholeheartedly with the scorched earth decision of the Israeli government. There's no reason to go in, you know, just bombing the shit out of civilians. Even though you lost civilians, yes, you lost civilians in the attack. You've also killed civilians in previous attacks. So maybe everybody stop shooting and maybe everybody can calm down a little bit. I don't know. I have no answers for this situation because it's, to me, it's a disagreement over some basic idea and
oatmeal.
These people cannot just be Israelis.
It's a 2,000-year-old fight over fucking breakfast.
Yeah, it really is.
You know?
In the meantime, if you were to ask someone, are you an Israeli or a Palestinian? You know, I'm like, it just seems to me like you live in Israel. You're Israelis. Just be Israelis, you know? Yeah, it bothers me.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane on every side. Mm-hmm. I don't have any answers, which is rough because I'm an opinionated shit who thinks he has an answer for fucking everything. And in this one, I know that I do not.
Yeah.
You know, what would I like to see? Already said it. What would I like the future to look like? Already said it. You know, that's where we are. That's where we're headed. You know, let's stop, frankly, treating people of other races in just, I'll throw it out there for shits and giggles, religions. I don't give a fuck about religion. If you want to be religious,
but
go
that's
ahead.
That's all they do.
Yeah, could you keep it to your fucking self, please? But
please, keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
I remember watching, and I've talked about this before on the show. I was watching an episode. It came on decades ago. It was Barbara Walters special on faith and belief. And she starts out. She's standing in Israel. She says, "I'm standing in Jerusalem."
Jerusalem.
On this side of me is the Dome of the Walk. Over my left shoulder is the Wailing Wall, and in front of me I can see blah blah where Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount. And that's what has struck me. These three major religions that just murder each other all started within like a mile of each other, you know, in one fucking town.
It's a neighborhood beef. It's the
really
Jets.
Is.
It's the HOA.
Oh, there you go.
It's the HOA. It's it's the Christmas decoration war. It's all that shit, and it's like, guys, you're Israelis, just fucking accept it. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's where we are. We're going to get into some details. We're going to talk about some other stuff that's going on. But at the top of the show, I thought it was important that if you're going to be mad at me, you're mad at me for the right reasons or your right reasons. You know, not everybody has to have the same fucking opinion. That's sort of how things work around here. But this is where I am. This is what I think. This is what I believe. It holds no merit outside the inside of my head. You know, I am not a State Department spokesman. I studied international relations in college, and I got to be honest with you, there's a lot different countries than there was when I was learning this stuff. You know, there used to be like this one big one over there, and now it's a bunch of little ones, and the big ones fighting one of the little ones. I mean, it's a fucking mess.
So, yeah, at the same time, Israel is still the same mess it was when I was studying international politics, when I was doing, international politics as well. So
here's a weird story.
Yeah.
So I was at Brewby's on Friday just because I'm like, I'm going to go fuck with their iTunes or their Touch Tunes, play my own music and have a beer like I like to do. Ran into Blake Castleman. He had a movie coming out that night. Like, it was a preview of his movie, like just a local film. Mm-hmm. And after, the guy that produced it, like, paid, it's called Salty Horror. Like, the movie's called Limbo. The Salty Horror guy came down. I don't remember what he said about Ukraine, but he said mentioned about Ukraine. And all I could think is, like, don't say anything. Don't say Israel. Don't say Israel. And then he fucking did. My heart goes out to all that are involved in Israel right now, even though it has nothing to do with America. It's like, this movie has nothing to do with anything you're saying.
Now, what
this
the fuck
movie
is
about, like, adultery and the devil. And, like, it was a silly movie.
I mean, adultery's rough, but the devil does that thing with his tongue.
So it was, it was nothing to do with anything.
Fun.
And it was so awkward. I'm just like, oh boy, I wish I had my inhaler. And then the guy next to me gave me his inhaler.
That's fun.
That's awesome.
That's fun.
There was shared on TikTok. It was from years ago when Jon Stewart was hosting The Daily Show, and he says, so there was Israel bombed the Gaza Strip, and all of a sudden all of the other people come up around him and start yelling at him, like, can't they defend themselves? You know, and going nuts. And then he's like, he's sitting there, and he does the Jon Stewart thing, and they all go away, with Jordan Klepper being the last one saying self-hating Jew before he goes back under the desk. I mean, this was back when he was hosting The Daily Show. That was, what, 10 years ago, it feels like?
Jesus
Maybe
Christ.
Not that long ago.
2015.
Yeah, and this was going on then. And it's the same thing. It's like, you can't talk about it without someone getting pissed at you. So go ahead and get pissed at me. I don't care.
I am used to people being pissed at me. Big deal. You know, like I said, I wanted to spell it out because I want you to be pissed for real reasons and not anything I might accidentally say with a ham fist. I don't know. But whatever. Right now, Palestinians have been told in the northern end of Gaza, which is about 1 million people. There's a little over 2 million people in the strip. They've been told to get to the southern end of Gaza, because Israel's going to blow the shit up out of northern Gaza. And from other reports we've heard, Hamas is saying, if you head south, we'll just shoot you in the street.
Yeah.
So there's little doubt in my mind that shelling will continue on northern Gaza. Mm-hmm. I got nothing. I have absolutely nothing.
Honestly, if I were Palestinian and I lived in the Gaza Strip and I was just a civilian, not involved in Hamas in any way, I wouldn't be going south. I'd be going west into Egypt, because at least I know they're a sympathetic government to me. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing is they won't let them over the border either.
Yeah.
Nobody's letting the Palestinians run anywhere. So they've got nowhere to go. They're basically fish in a barrel. And anyway, Let's go on to happier news, shall we? Kevin McCarthy was ousted in a historic House vote.
This is so embarrassing for him.
And the next chunk of time gets a little fucked up. So we're going to cover that really quick. But a lot of members of the GOP were mad at sex trafficker, alleged sex trafficker Matt Gaetz, for pulling the trigger on the divestment of McCarthy and his job that he held for, I believe, if I'm doing the math right, and I've got it right, it's a 10, 20, 30, 40, 60, 47 Scaramucci's.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to go back in time for that joke. I apologize. Mm-hmm. I apologize. That was...
Not too far back, but yeah.
That's pretty funny. House Republicans are aiming their fire at Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida after the congressman staged a successful effort to oust McCarthy as speaker.
Where was this ire when he was about to, before he did that? Was this ire when he was laying down this law that said that if they don't like what McCarthy does, anybody could call a vote of no confidence on him?
Well, that's because McCarthy didn't think he could do anything wrong because he was elected after that 15th time.
After the 50th time, yeah.
But also, it's like, you sleep with the devil, dude, you're going to get fucked.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, like, if you're a moron, you're going to hurt yourself. But yeah, I like yours, too.
Also, McCarthy is too old for Gaetz to keep around.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, he's definitely out of the Leo.
He doesn't want to fuck him anymore.
He's out of the Leo zone. But isn't it the big rumor right now that Marjorie Taylor Greene's banging Kevin?
What?
How terrifying is that encounter?
She bench presses him.
It's like a beast with three backs and there's only two of them in there. I wonder. I mean, you've seen her do pull-ups. What is she like in coitus?
Nobody. Why are you putting that in people's head?
The man has a bruised pelvis.
I was thinking it's the devil's triangle, and there's only two of them there. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. But no, she seems like she'd be pretty aggressive and not in a hot way.
Yeah, not in a hot way.
You know, I don't mind being told what to do, but please stop hurting me.
That'd be horrifying.
That would be her telling him, hey, do what I say or we're doing it again.
Like Matt Gaetz.
Wow.
Nah, because he made McCarthy do that, too.
Yeah.
That was a good joke.
Yeah, that was a good joke. I laughed. It's just, it's McCarthy just being handed around like the, what's the old phrase? Like the town bicycle?
Yep.
It's just funny. It's just so funny and embarrassing.
Well, because the way that they're running the GOP right now really does feel like a prison hierarchy in a really bad movie.
I was really enjoying watching the whole thing, though, and all these Republicans that are coming like, we don't want to take a stand with this fucker, with Gaetz.
Yeah.
It's like, and then Gaetz is like practically the only person that spoke on his behalf. Like the majority of his minutes were on his own behalf.
Yep.
And that's, in the end, it doesn't matter if you don't want to follow what Gaetz said. You're following what Gaetz said. You allowed it to happen. You allowed your speaker to be voted out. You have embarrassed your party. And it's through your own complicity that you are doing this.
He just really wanted to be the speaker.
Yeah.
He just really, really wanted that job.
He wanted his picture in the portrait gallery, and he wanted to be fucking historically famous, and now he is.
Dude.
Mm-hmm. You know, as an epic, colossal schmuck.
Did you see that? I don't know where I saw it, but it's like someone tweeted, maybe. Wow, that lady is really excited about anytime somebody says yes. She gets really excited.
Oh, yeah. Yay. With the yay vote.
Yeah.
Like, that's really unprofessional.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was funny. So let me break it down like this as we come up to the break. So Gaetz stands up, opens his trafficking face.
Yes.
You know, and does his reaction to Jim Jordan's Cornholio.
Mm-hmm. I am Cornholio.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because that's those two.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick McHenry, Republican of North Carolina, was made the temporary. He's made Speaker Pro Tem after McCarthy got outed. And his first thing to do was boot Nancy Pelosi out of her office. because the speaker gets to tell you where your office is.
Really?
Yeah. So he made her move out.
What a little bitch.
Yeah. Little bow tie wearing motherfucker.
Did he take it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know who he put in there. Actually, that part of the story never really surfaced. But he did boot her out.
What a fucking asshole.
So, all of the Democrats and 8 Republicans voted. And we'll talk about this a little later in the next segment, in the next block. And you've got a lot of Republicans blaming Democrats for exactly what everybody else would do. Are you going to vote for Kevin McCarthy? God, no.
Oh, hell no.
There might be a heaven. And I am pretty sure that's a disqualifying fucking action.
I like how shocked they were that no Democrats joined in the vote to save Kevin McCarthy. It's like, we didn't want him in the first place.
It's like, we didn't vote him in, buddies.
Yeah, we didn't
want him. We're not on Matt Gaetz's side, but we didn't want him either.
Yep.
Yep.
So Steve Scalise of Louisiana, who called himself David Duke without the baggage, took the early lead in a behind closed doors session where they chose who the Republicans were going to vote for. Everything they do behind closed doors matters not a jot, a whit, or a tittle.
No, you know, not a bit.
Not once you get out there for the cameras and everybody gets their fundraising juices flowing. So Steve Scalise gets up and about 30 fucking Republicans are like, yeah, no, I will not vote. Even Marjorie Taylor Greene was like, you know, no, not Steve Scalise. And what's her name? The Scarlet Letter lady, Mace?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was on my side on that one with the I'm not voting for a guy who called himself David Duke without the baggage proudly.
It's a weird moment when they're, you know, the broken clock. You're like, wait, you agree with me.
So Steve Scalise, realizing that if he were to stay in the race, he would have to go through who knows how many humiliating rounds of not being voted in. He's like, yeah, never mind. I'm good.
I'm not going to McCarthy this place.
Yeah. And so the Republicans got in a room behind closed doors where no one could see them and still chose Jim Jordan as their nominee. If you think that 30 Republicans not voting for Steve, the racist, in the racistest party since the Democrats were racist, you know, them picking Jim Jordan has got to be that out of the 200 plus Republican members of the fucking GOP caucus, there's no consensus candidate. This is going to be a shit show. It's been 10 days. It's been 11 days.
Yep.
It's been 12 days when this fucking show hits.
My prediction is this is going to go on until we're past the deadline for the CR. You know, and it's going to shut the government down again.
Maybe, unless you can get 8 Republicans to swing over and vote for Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker.
Which just seems hilarious.
Not going to happen, but holy shit, what a much better idea.
It's so funny.
All right, we are up against the break. When we get back on the other side, we've got news from dancing Bushites to Taylor Swift herself. Yeah.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And Tiffany.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second about Patreon. At Patreon, you get special content every week that we record. We do a show on Patreon just for you, the listener. Now, what do we get in exchange for that? Cash money.
We're not rappers. I don't know what to do that. Cash money. Money rules everything around us.
It really does. It absolutely does. Including the cost to host these shows. That's all this pays for. We don't do anything else fun with it because we still don't make enough in Patreon to cover the cost of hosting the show. So why don't you join us? It's a lot of fun. We're a little more inappropriate. We're a little more ribald. We're a little more risible.
Sometimes we're a little more high.
Yes.
Definitely more high.
Definitely more high. So join us over at patreon.com/defenmedia. Patreon.com/defenmedia.
listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
So...
I don't know him.
Weird week for news as well. there's so much going on, and yet still so much time to fill, that we are seeing the reemergence ghosts of politics past.
Yes.
Including on CNN, where for some reason they dug into the slimy bottom of the barrel of neoconism. And they brought up Karl Rove's unofficial boyfriend, David Gregory.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't, was it Gregory that ran Meet the Press for a while? He was one of the, he was one of the Sunday shows. Or did he replace Russert?
I thought Gregory did the Sunday show on Fox.
No, I don't think so.
Like the one that you could watch like on regular Fox television. I thought Gregory did that one. Maybe I'm mistaken. I don't remember what he did. I know he did. I know he used to piss me off anytime I saw him back then. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the reason that I'm mad at him is because he wasn't on Fox and he was pretending to be a real news guy, but basically he had Karl Rove inserted in his face, if you know what I mean. and anyway, so Gregory went on CNN declaring the following, and I quote, "The world is on fire," he says, "and we can't seem to come up to with an agreement on a leader. It's a real problem. And I mean, at the end of the week, with all this chaos among Republicans, but much graver circumstances around the world." The only thing I disagree with him on there is use of the word we.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. We're all voting for Hakeem Jeffries.
Yeah.
Dummy. Yeah, so Democrats currently have the most votes for a speaker, with Hakeem Jeffries earning 212. Republicans have a problem, you know.
Yeah,
but
well,
Gregory,
I'm like, what do you mean, we white man?
Yeah, Gregory was not finished, and I quote again: "I actually have my eye on Democrats. How long are Democrats going to stand by in the world of identity politics with zero sum politics and not be a part of any solution? We have a solution. It's very simple: the candidate with the most votes should win."
Yeah.
You know,
plain and simple.
But
yeah,
we have an antediluvian bicameral chamber that runs on rules that are either, you know, punitive, stupid, or old.
I find him ironic with saying the "I actually have my eye on Democrats. How long are Democrats going to stand by in the world of identity politics and zero sum politics?" I'm like, we'll stop when you fuckers stop. How does that sound?
Let me answer
when
your question.
Stop playing up the Fox fucking news and just do your fucking job. Everybody would be happy to just do their fucking job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My answer to that question, when are we going to stop standing around staring? I'd say when the little monkey puts down the little organ.
Yeah.
when the entertaining little stupid monkey that can't like figure out climate change.
Yeah.
You know, or postnatal care. Or Medicare expansion, when that little monkey shuts the fuck up with his little fucking organ grinder thing, fine, I'll quit paying attention. But right now, the most entertaining goddamn thing in the world is watching these guys self-immolate. Gives me the giggles.
And we're not in Congress, but we'd be right there just laughing along with them, with all the rest of the Democrats.
Point and laugh at being like Katie Porter and...
Yeah. And, we'd have a book club going with Katie Porter.
That would be a really, really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do we got? What do we got? What's next? Oh, a delightful and tasty tale. George Santos is in trouble again. This time. Oh, it gets so good. This time for basically identity theft. He was stealing the credit card numbers from his donor base and using them to buy shit for himself.
Yeah.
So he's been indicted again, and he popped up out of nowhere on whatever Twitter's called now, and that I refuse to...
Twitter minus.
Twitter minus. That's good. I like that. And he's like, you know what? I know where the skeletons are buried. If you guys kick me out, I'm gonna talk.
Madison already talked.
The problem is...
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. The problem is it's George Santos.
So nobody's invited him to anything, and he knows nothing.
Well, nobody's going to believe him. if the fucker has the least credibility of all the Republicans, think about how low that bar is.
His Jewish mother was a 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rolling her R's, apparently. So Republican lawmakers are going to introduce a resolution to expel George Santos from Congress. He has been charged with fraud and identity theft. And a group of House Republicans from New York is introducing a resolution to expel George Santos. Anthony D'Esposito, Republican of New York, said today I'll be introducing an expulsion resolution to rid the People's House of fraudster George Santos. He told reporters he considers Santos, quote, a stain, end quote. You could stop there and it's perfect, but a stain on the House and on the New York State. Quote, it's time we move on from George Santos.
They should have moved on a while ago.
Yeah, he should have been out the first scandal, not... They shouldn't have. And I know they were afraid they'd losing their majority is tentative for them. And he goes away, then that puts an even bigger hole because they will not, New York will not necessarily replace him with another Republican.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep. So he said the resolution will be co-sponsored by fellow New York House Republican Nick LaLotta, Mike Lawler, Mark Molinaro, Nick Langworthy, who has a name that sticks out compared to all those others, and Brandon Williams.
And the entire Democratic caucus.
Hey, yo, I'm Nick LaLotta. This is Mike Lala. This is Mike Moliano. And this is Brandon Williams. We're all from the great state of New York.
Brandon's from Ohio.
Brandon's from upstate. Yeah, he's the Buffalo
he's
candidate.
He's from like White Plains. He's all, I'm a New Yorker.
Candidate, yeah.
Oh, I don't go to Times Square. Those Disney folks just scare the dickens out of me. I'm Brandon Williams. I don't know. Brandon Williams could be an ex-fucking pro wrestler for all I know. Who knows? But as far as I'm concerned, he's Brandon Williams.
Brandon Williams.
Federal prosecutors Tuesday issued a 23-count superseding indictment alleging Santos committed identity theft, fraud, and other offenses. Santos, who was first indicted back in May, has said he plans to fight the charges. He pleaded not guilty to the original 13-count indictment in May. Quote, if they want to be judge, the jury, and arbiter of the whole goddamn thing, let them do it, Santos said, responding to the resolution as he ran to his office from a Republican conference meeting. Quote, they just want to silence the people of the 3rd Congressional District, he said. What would be funny is if he wasn't in the 3rd. I mean, it's the only thing this article doesn't have is if he got his fucking district wrong. But he didn't. And that pisses me off even more. Because that should have been fucking hilarious. So McCarthy, and again, buddy, I tried to fix the audio and it's still not working quite right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to play a sound clip here in a sec. Maybe. Yeah, fuck it. I'm going to read it. So a CNN reporter was talking to McCarthy and McCarthy tried to both sides. Everything that's happening on the GOP side of the House, you know. And Manerayu wasn't having it.
Mm-hmm.
He caught him in the hall and said, well, I mean, you don't think there should be another consensus candidate? Is there a consensus candidate at this point? McCarthy answered with, how many people have we gone through? You know, I think. And then he stopped because he can't. And then he continued, we'll be able to work this out. And I feel comfortable that we'll get there. Ryu says, I mean, how do you think this reflects on the GOP right now? And McCarthy says, oh, it's terrible. I mean, if you think, he does this a lot.
He does.
He stops on the word think.
Because he has to think.
Yep. From a GOP perspective, 8 Republicans led by Gates worked with every single Democrat. That's Swalwell, that's Schiff, that's Omar, that's Tlaib. Gee, let's see. Jewish guy. Not a white lady, to bring chaos with the whole concept of being upset because we paid our troops, he said. Our troops got paid today, he said. Could you imagine being somebody in the armed services in the Middle East on your aircraft carrier right now, questioning whether your family will be able to pay the rent? That's what they wanted. That's what... That's why they wanted to throw me out. But you know what? I'm more than willing to fight for our American public and especially for the troops.
Okay.
Said the guy who keeps trying to cut funding to the troops. Ryu says, what is this do to your swing district Republican? What does this do to the 18 members from Biden districts? McCarthy said, well, all the Democrats voted to try and bring this chaos, I think. And then he took his pause, which let Ryu say, no, I mean that you guys are, that you can't govern, that you can't govern. You can't this week. McCarthy says, I don't know. We passed the Parents' Bill of Rights.
We passed
to secure the border. We passed to make us energy independent. It's far different from what the Democrats are over there fighting about, whether they can stand with Israel. Ryu says, well, you guys can't even act on an aid package to Israel because things are at a standstill.
No.
Yep. McCarthy says, well, you asked me a question. You have a leader of the Democratic Party in Hakeem Jeffries that says no comment when it comes to the questions about on what Tlaib says. Can you believe that? Which, again, is not answering the question.
Not answering the question. It's just pointing fingers.
Yep. If they cannot stand with Israel, they can't publicly say that it is wrong that they think that Israel is a part-time nation. Nobody said that.
Nobody said that at all.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Let me, just setting aside for a second, you know, what some of the squad have said. And again, going back to my comment at the beginning of the show, I think they're a little over to one side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do. I don't agree with their total position. The let's not murder Palestinian children part of their position, I'm absolutely on board with.
Mm. DeSantis says that's not actually happening.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so. Well, you'll notice that didn't make the round. Fucking DeSantis. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to believe a Nazi when he says a group of people we don't like are not actually being hurt. Yeah.
It's nuts. Absolutely nuts. So, one of Donald Trump's most famous former aides and detractors declared Taylor Swift, quote, the only person, end quote, who could defeat Trump in his 2024 reelection bid. Let me be flat out honest with you. As long as she didn't sing her acceptance speech, which I'm sure she would do very well.
Yeah, it'd be beautiful.
I'd fucking vote for Taylor Swift. I don't have to like her. I don't like most of the people I vote for these days. But if that was my choice between Taylor Swift and pretty much any fucking Republican you could name, you bet. You bet. Put the kid that just made $4 billion playing tunes. You know, we go back to when I was in a band. The best day I ever had was when I got tipped $100 for knowing a U2 song while I was panhandling on Larimer Square in downtown Denver.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
She made $4 billion wearing sparkles and playing a guitar. I would have worn sparkles.
Let me tell you, if Taylor Swift tells her fan base to vote for Joe Biden, Joe Biden wins. That's it. They do what they love her so much, they'll do whatever she tells them.
They're
so
psychos.
Which is not right.
They're fucking psychos.
It is absolutely not right.
They're going to murder somebody one day.
But we're also looking at, you know, fighting the cult of Trump, who believe everything that he's doing is given to him by God. And it's like Taylor Swift telling everybody to vote for Biden and they do it. I'll fucking take it if it keeps Trump out of office again.
Yeah.
Because these fucking lawsuits, you know, the convictions and stuff, he hasn't been convicted yet. The fact is he won't be convicted in time to enact the 14th Amendment, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So this shit's going to drag on. These court cases are going to drag on and drag on. And there won't be a federal conviction at that point, no GOP guy would be able to say, well, we're, you know, if they refuse to implement the 14th Amendment, it's because they just want to suck his cock. That's it. No matter how tiny it is.
It's like a toothpick. You can do two jobs at once.
Yes.
Taylor Swift, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie.
Why not?
I don't think the guy's right. I don't, but I mean, I'm not having a panic attack. I'm not freaking out. I'm not hyperventilating. I'm not being histrionic, you know, and I'm certainly, I don't believe dipping into hyperbole, but I would like to say that I am a little concerned about polling and where it's at right now and the direction that it seems to be going, because it doesn't make any fucking sense at all the way polling's going right now. And it and it does cause me concern. Are we still more than a year away? Yeah. Yeah, we got time for the Biden team to get their messaging all spun up. Everything they're putting out now is gold.
Because it's everything that Republicans are saying.
Yeah. They're just not putting it out. I believe they're not putting it out big enough in enough places. They're not spending enough money on an early ad buy. But again, it's fucking October. We've got 13 months until the next vote. So I have some faith that Biden's team, who is extraordinarily talented, will get their shit together. And that just because the Republicans are on their third stupid debate coming up doesn't mean that I should have a panic attack yet. I don't think anybody else should either. I think it's just important to keep having the conversations with friends and family. Remind them of what's what. You know, do your best in your research so that you can throw out your percentages and whatnot. You know, don't lie. Don't make shit up. If you don't know, say you don't know. You'll look it up and you'll come back to them. You know, honesty is more disarming to a Republican than anything else. Okay? Yep. So calm down. Throw $5 to the Biden reelection firm. And yeah, we're going to talk about that other guy who apparently got kicked in the throat by a cow in the next block. Speaking of, it's time to go to the next block. do me a favor, will you guys? Sit here and listen to this insanely good commercial.
Okay.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, we remember Dick Butkus and Keith Giffen.
That's a load of childhood drama.
Harvey Weinstein is in trouble again.
God, he's gross.
In moving pictures, which Snyderverse stars will you miss?
Batfleck.
Gal Gadot?
Where can you watch Star Trek Prodigy, Doctor Who, and Moonlighting?
The answer is in the episode.
In comics, Garth Ennis and Greg Pak have new comic book series coming next year.
And they sound really, really good, you guys.
And the Energon universe is expanding with two new series. We review Wonder Woman number 1, American Psycho, Happy, and Destiny Gate. All that and the Girl Scouts are taking away our raspberry-flavored crack! Base Red True Believers is the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and thecomicbookpodcast.com.
No raspberry rallies? Curse you, Joe! That's my Cobra Commander. What'd you think?
I love it.
Breaking news. Self-aware members of Generation X, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Have had a little A little bite of sadness today. We just found out minutes ago that actress Suzanne Somers, Three's Company and Step-by-Step actress, has passed away at the age of 76. Peacefully at home, surrounded by loved ones. Let's just say that in the late 70s, early 80s, she had a certain impact on how I thought about the world.
Mm-hmm. It's quite true. It's quite true.
As I recall, it was a yellow summer dress and she was standing under a waterfall.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember that well.
You know that, you know that one? Yeah. Yeah, she was. I don't know that she was a good actress. I don't remember ever going, wow, she really blew me away with that part. Mm-hmm. But she was funny and she was wickedly popular, you know, and hot on sort of a level that did not exist at that time. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Suzanne Somers story is
inappropriate?
Odd. No, it's not inappropriate. So 20 years ago or so, I was teaching a yoga course at for Utah Valley Community College continuing education. I guess they were a state college by then. Utah Valley State College continuing education. So, you know, night classes, you know, community classes. I was teaching yoga, and my mother at the time decided she was going to take that class.
Okay.
So she showed up to my yoga classes, which I'm like, you get what everybody else gets. So I'm teaching this yoga class and I, you know, I'm a certified yoga instructor.
Stop farting.
I learned everything I could, you know, and I was teaching it. Anyway, we finish, the course ends and everything, you know, we all just go back to whatever. And a few months later, I'm over at her house. She goes, oh, you were teaching me wrong.
Uh-oh.
I said, what do you mean I was teaching you wrong? She goes, well, I was watching Suzanne Somers do yoga, and she was telling me you had to breathe a certain way. You didn't tell us we had to breathe that way. And I don't remember what the breathing was, but it was wrong. And I said, no, you're not supposed to breathe that way. That's going to do harm. Stop that. And I'm like, Suzanne Somers, suddenly the yoga expert, because my mother said so.
I thought you were going to say that she met you.
No, I never met
Suzanne
Somers.
That's like a different turn.
Yeah,
it did take a different turn, but your mom was in it, and so I like it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's funny to me that I've taught my parents nothing other than, I guess, involuntary patience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just so you know, we're over here on our side of the show flipping through naked pictures of Suzanne Somers.
Hell yeah.
Oh, well, that's fair.
Nice.
That's a
bikini lines.
I know. You don't see those anymore,
no,
do you?
No, you don't.
Damn. Hi-ya, yowza. Okay, we'll come back to that later. Let's see. We've got news that doesn't involve people dying. Oh, no, I lied.
Yeah, you missed.
So,
you're wrong.
Auto workers have escalated their strike as 8,700 workers walk out at the Ford Kentucky truck plant in Louisville. Surprise move at about 6:30 p.m. took down the largest and most profitable Ford plant in the world. Sprawling factory makes pricey heavy-duty F-Series pickup trucks and large Ford and Lincoln SUVs. UAW President Sean Fain said in a statement that the union has waited long enough, but Ford hasn't gotten the message to bargain for a fair contract. The story that I got was that the union reps and the company reps got together in a room for a scheduled meeting, and they're like, we'd like to hear your counteroffer. And Ford was like, we don't have a counteroffer. And so the union guys are like, okie dokie. And they stood up and left and shut the plant down.
Hmm. Yep.
You know, because Ford is just not taking shit seriously. Sean Fain continued, if they can't understand that after 4 weeks, the 8,700 workers shutting down this extremely profitable plant, it will help them understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Good for them.
Yeah.
I like auto workers. They seem like a reasonable bunch of folks. Yep. Here it goes. Okay. High-ranking Ford executives responded that they're working on a on possibly bringing electric vehicle battery plants into the UAW national contract, essentially making them unionized. But they didn't have a significantly different economic offer, the executive said. Fain was told that the company put a strong offer on the table, but that there wasn't a lot of room to increase it and keep it affordable for the business, said the executive. Fain responded by saying, if that's the company's best offer, you just lost Kentucky Truck Plant. Yep. Good line. You know, oh, you guys aren't serious? Okay. Here goes your money.
Yep, we're going to shut you down.
So, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The guy who talks like this but doesn't have that thingy in his throat. And yeah, I'm going to make fun of you, you hump. You, oh man, you know, in this day and age, I'm so over anti-vaxxers, I can't stand it. And the fact that this asshole is running around using that name to go to CPAC, to spend time on Newsmax. Well, Kennedy has decided that he's going to run as an independent. And both parties went, yeah, all right, whatever. You know?
You're like, okie dokie.
That's fine.
You know, I mean, there were people making noises about him pulling votes from Republicans and him pulling votes from Democrats. I think he's going to pull from both. It'll probably be an equal measure. You'll have those weirdo Dems that think that the vaccine is deep state. And you'll have those people that actually invented deep state to deal with childhood trauma. So, and they'll all go, and that's fine. I don't give a shit. I think that he won't have, here's the problem, is when it comes down to ballot access. He won't have ballot access in 50 states. What he'll have is ballot access in a few states. And the way that he could become a problem is if those states are those 4 to 6 swing states that are gonna declare the presidential election with a grand total of, like last time, about 40,000 votes. About 40,000 people control the fucking future of the government, you know, for, what is it, 315?
Yeah.
Billion or million?
Million.
More millions.
We're not 315 that big. Million. We're not a billion.
That's the other thing, by the way, Republicans. When you keep saying that we don't have enough fucking room in this country, drive from Salt Lake to St. George. We got room.
We got lots of room.
Drive anywhere in Texas. We have so much room. We're fine. Montana. You know why they call it Big Sky Country? Because there's nothing there.
There's nothing flying
block
in
your
it.
View of the sky. You know? Nothing you can't take 2 steps back from and look over. Except, I suppose, the Grand Tetons. My favorite named mountain chain. So anyway, the Kennedy family. Seriously, man, leave it to the French to drop a name like that in the middle of your weird-ass conservative country and nobody changes it. Remember the Mexican restaurant Chi-Chi's? We just got dumbasses running around the world naming things after boobs.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with boobs. You know. But yeah, some Frenchman went to the American West and was like, those titans, they are grand.
We love the Tetons.
We call them the Tetons. Grand Tetons. It's like, grand? Really? That's your word? Anyway, the family of the Kennedy. Sorry. I'm 14 years old. I always will be. The Kennedy family is not in the mood. Posting publicly, Bobby might share the same name as our father, but he does not share the same values, vision, or judgment. Today's announcement is deeply saddening for us. We denounce his candidacy and believe it to be perilous for our country. As three Kennedys signed this thing. Carrie Joe and whoever KKT Kennedy is. The decision...
That's clean.
What's that?
That's Kathleen.
Well, we know we can see it. We just don't know who she is.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know who she is. Oh, okay. You don't know who Kathleen is. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, she's one of them.
Yeah.
And obviously, she's not a fucking moron like RFK Jr.
Yeah.
So anyway, Bobby Jr., they put out the following statement. The decision of our brother, Bobby, to run as a third-party candidate against Joe Biden is dangerous to our country. Bobby might share the same name as our father, but he does not share the same values, vision, or judgment.
You just read that.
I did, and the problem is that
they put it there and they put the blue one.
Yeah, but it had a little at the top that it wasn't up there, but yeah, it's when you're again. Oh, what's his name? The dude from Texas. Can't remember, but his whole fucking family paid for television time to talk shit on him.
Oh, I loved that.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
My brother is a moron. My brother is a hate monger. My brother is a dumbass. Mm-hmm. My brother, and it was like a goddamn polygamous family full of siblings that are just like, oh, what a turd. Oh my God. Yeah. We don't invite him to shit. We haven't seen him since the 90s.
This fucking turd.
Yeah. Yeah. When your whole family's out there going, yeah, he's a piece of shit, man. I don't care. Unless they're like fundamentalists and you're a liberal, you should probably take a look at your behavior when your whole goddamn family's like, you know what? My brother is a stain on the name of my father. And you've got the chutzpah and the gravitas to make sure everybody reads that. This is not a family squabble. This is history bonking heads with itself.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big deal that they would come out and say this. And the fact that I've seen nothing in the fucking news about it is blowing my mind.
I feel like I did actually see something in the news about it.
That'd be cool.
I saw a TikTok. Lots of views.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Is it 315 million?
No.
That's the kind of views we need for this.
There's not that many people.
We need whoop-em gang-em style numbers on this we need.
Yeah.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Yeah, I know that song.
I know. Everybody knows that song.
I know. That was pretty there a lot.
Good times.
Yeah. What if crowdfunding is not a great healthcare system?
What?
So this will be I don't know. I was gonna see if Tiffany was paying attention, but she seems to be napping again. Okay. So are you familiar with Mary Lou Retton? A little bit? So Mary Lou Retton was like the goat back in the 80s. Was it the 84 Olympics or the 88 Olympics where she just was like fucking owned everything?
84 Olympics, which she was only like 14 when she competed and just, yeah, blew everybody away. Yeah. Yep.
She's about 4'2", made of muscle.
Yep.
You know, and fucking America could not stop talking about her in the 80s as a gymnast. I mean, it's like when you hear, you know, like Simone Biles get mentioned, you know, as good as she doesn't hold the national reverence people had for Mary Lou Retton. Now, it's probably racial.
She does. Oh, my God. She does.
You think?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, good. Because I don't watch a lot of gymnastics.
She came out also with the gynecologist. Like, she was very upfront about the sexual things going on with the gynecologist. Oh,
yeah. No, there's at no point am I saying she is not the most amazing fucking athlete in the world right now. Because she is. I mean, she's just fucking amazing. But in the 80s, the way, just like my grandmother had collectible plates.
Nobody Mary has Lou collectible Retton's. Plates anymore, though.
But that's what I'm saying. It was like this zeitgeist. Yeah, you were there. What do you think?
No, it was totally.
I'm just gonna give it to you. But nobody makes collectible plates anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
Period.
No. Simone Biles needs a collectible plate. For
nobody
Christ's
needs
sake.
A collectible plate.
I do. I love collectible
even,
plates.
Can't even use
Who
them.
Who was the redhead?
Princess Di.
She's blonde.
You know.
I know.
Okay.
There was a redheaded gymnast who blew everybody away because she stuck a landing on a broken ankle at the Olympics.
Oh, fuck. What was her name?
Clearly does not matter.
No, but she had the same. She did the same kind of thing that Mary Lou Retton did and did never receive this level of, holy shit, we love Mary Lou Retton. To the point where when they did the Scrooged movie with with Bill Murray, they were like, well, who's going to play Tiny Tim? Oh, we got Mary Lou Retton.
That was funny.
Because he was doing a weird television special of Christmas Carol. Yeah. And it was Mary Lou Retton. And I'm like, of course it's going to be Mary Lou Retton, because everybody fucking talks about Mary Lou Retton.
So let me drag us back on point.
Mm-hmm.
Gold medal winning Olympic gymnast Mary Lou Retton is very sick and in the hospital, who was being referred to as a very rare or a rare form of pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
She does not have health insurance. She cannot afford her stay in the ICU. They had to start a fucking GoFundMe for her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a happy part of this, and that is they were asking for $50,000. It's at $375,000 plus right now, which, mm-hmm. you know what, is still not going to cover the cost of the ICU.
No, it's not.
Nope. Anyway, it included a $50,000 donation from Linda McIngvall, wife of gallery furniture magnate Jim McIngvall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Way to go, America.
Thanks, you know, America.
One of the goddamn stars on the flag is sick, and you made her fucking fundraise. Watching, there's a show on the Crooked Network. And I'm not to, I hate to pimp somebody else's show, but they certainly don't need my fucking support. But on the Crooked Network, Pod Save the UK, and you know, they had an American who lives over there now, Rob, on, and he was talking about the National Institute of Health over there and how fucking amazing it is. And he's an American, you know, he's an American, and he is just like, everybody over here, nobody should have private insurance. You don't need it. You should use the goddamn system. Mm-hmm. The system is wonderful. The system is great. And that was a meme that's been floating around the internet for a few years. And that's Walter White in Canada, where he sees the dog. The dog's like, you have a really shitty cancer. And he's like, oh God, what do I do? And he's like, treatment starts tomorrow. Oh, okay. You know, I mean, that's just really what it is. You can't have a Breaking Bad without American healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
and you may wonder how does she not have any kind of health insurance? Well, she's 55. She's only 8 months older than me, by the way. She's 55, doesn't have health insurance because she's a spokesperson. She shows up in little celebrity things where she makes a little bit of cash, like Dancing with the Stars or something like that, or Glee or something.
Yeah.
And then she makes a little bit of cash. She doesn't have consistent health insurance with that cash. And she's not wealthy because of it. You know, it's like, yeah, she's struggling like the rest of us in Gen X.
Yes. And millennials.
So here's the thing.
And the millennials.
Here's the thing. Are you ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Lou Retton is still quite rich.
Oh, yeah.
She lives in a very fancy 9,000 square foot mansion.
Mm-hmm.
She probably chose not to have health insurance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's American.
She opposed the ACA.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, it turns out Mary Lou Retton, America's goddamn sweetheart, is now bilked almost 6,800 people into paying $375,000 that she clearly has access to.
Mm-hmm.
To pay for her fucking medical bills.
They should, like, file a petition to get it defunded.
Yep. They should. They should reach out to GoFundMe right now and go, hey, the millionaire lady with all the Pepsi money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So that's where I chose to end this episode.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aren't I great? So why don't you guys do me a favor? Why don't you join myself, JC, and of course, Taylor, over at Patreon, patreon.com/defenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media. That's where every week that we record, we put special content. And I got to tell you, we've been doing some planning via email on our content, and you're going to see some changes. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. It's going to be a little deeper. It's going to go a little further field. We may even do some fucking interviews and stuff. You know, it is, I am on a mission to improve. And while I'm doing that, I'm asking you guys to join us, be part of, you know what I'm doing? I'm crowdfunding. That's what I'm doing right now. So mm-hmm. you guys could pop over to patreon.com/defendmedia and help us out with this. You've got to see these expansion plans. Everything's going to be so fucking cool. Okay? Keep an eye on your email address. Just for me. Just in the next few days. Just keep an eye. Just keep an eye out. Okay? And if you're not part of our email list, let me know. I will take care of that because I send literally 1 to 2 emails a year. Yep. Not great, but not intrusive. I'm your buddy. I'm your email pal. I only reach out from time to time when apparently things are desperate. Oh, well.
Anyway.
I am what I am. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for listening again this week. I appreciate your care and concern for this, the planet that we live on. I want to thank JC, who says nothing. And of course, I want to thank Taylor.
Yeah,
you guys are great. I appreciate it. Join us over at Patreon. It is time to do what the British lady says.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/DFenMedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.